Bezras Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from Daf Tzadi Zayin is making a knot on tefillin or tzitzis during the week and on Shabbos. It's an absolutely fascinating discussion that emerges from our Tosfos and has profound implications for many areas in Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara had told us on the top of Tzadi Zayin Amid Aleph that if you have tefillin that are new, the problem with putting them on Shabbos might very well be that the kesher has not been made beforehand. And if you make the kesher, then you'll be making a kesher shel kayama on Shabbos itself. And thereby, one would not be able to carry the tefillin in it, what is normally a permissible manner, by wearing it, as described in the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Hamotzei Tefillin. But rather, the individual will be stuck and he would not be able to make the kesher. Rabbeinu Tam in Dibur HaMaschil Abaye has a fantastic observation in a fascinating Machlokes Rishonim. Rabbeinu Eliyahu was of the opinion, as described in Maseches Menachos on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis by the Balei Tosfos over there, aside from being mentioned over here, that when it comes to the Torah HaKadosh's description of the mitzvah of tying tefillin, ukshartim la'os al yadecha v'yula toitafois b'nei necha, Rabbeinu Eliyahu is of the opinion that you have to make the kesher every morning from the beginning. Now, what we describe as the kesher, what Rabbeinu Tam holds is the kesher, how most understand what the kesher is, that when you take the wrap of the tefillin, in other words, when you take the strap and you tie it against the hand, that's how most understand the kesher. Rabbeinu Eliyahu says, no, look at your tefillin box, and of course there is a kesher that is tying the strap to the bias itself, that we do not take apart every day. Rabbeinu Eliyahu said that one should. And if one does not, then one has not ukshartam, one has not tied the tefillin as prescribed by the Torah. This is a celebrated machlokes rishonim. Says Rabbeinu Tam, even though in Menachos you could read it one way or the other in the Gemara, however, from our Gemara in Tzadi Zayin and Erevin, it's clear cut. And that is that our Gemara had suggested that making the kesher on Shabbos against the bias is going to be a problem of creating a kesher shel kayama. Now, according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, who is of the opinion that you need to make the kesher every day, then there will never be a period of time from day to day, from Sunday to Monday, that a person will have, if he wears the same pair of tefillin, which is assumed that most people do, that he'll ever create a kesher shel kayama, that our Gemara said needs to be created when it comes to the tefillin, because at the end of the day, he's going to undo the tefillin itself. If he's going to undo the kesher itself every day, then he can never come to a kesher shel kayama. Our Gemara says that when he makes the original kesher, he's going to be over on the Yisr of kosher. According to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, it should not be a kesher shel kayama that he should be over with. Why? Because Sunday morning he's going to undo it. And to be considered a kesher shel kayama, it has to last at least one full day, and according to many poskim, even for a full week. For that reason, says Rabbeinu Tam, the position of Rabbeinu Eliyahu must be incorrect. The Mordechi and Chulin on Daf Tes, as well as other Gedolei Achronim, introduce a fascinating idea to defend Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Mordechi suggests that the only time it's not going to be considered a kesher shel kayama is if it's normally undone because of pragmatic reasons. However, what happens if the individual intends to make a kesher shel kayama right now because the Torah wants him to have a kesher shel kayama? Then, even if it's going to be done, undone, within 24 hours, nevertheless, it still has the status of a kesher shel kayama. If the Torah calls it ukshartam, then it has a halachic status of a kesher, even if it doesn't last as long as a kesher shel kayama normally does. But the Torah gives it a din kesher, then that din kesher will remain forever. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal in Chelek Beis Simin Aleph, in towards the end of the tshuva, answers a famous question of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch elaborates on this Rabbeinu Eliyahu in the Malacha of Kosher and the Mosach HaShabbos. And there the Minchas Chinuch asks, why does the Gemara in Shabbos say it's prohibited to make a beged of tzitzis in Shabbos? In such a case, have a person tie the tzitzis with the intention to undo the tzitzis after Shabbos. Said Reb Shlomo Zalman, based on the Yisod that we had before, that any time the halacha says that this is considered an act of kosher, so then in such a case, even if he does it later on, even if his intention was to undo it, but nevertheless, if at that moment he wants it to work for a chefetz shel mitzvah, then it's considered an object which kosher was done to. There, Reb Shlomo Zalman adds to Rabbeinu Eliyahu and the Mordechai, it doesn't even need to be found in the Torah itself, ukshartam, even though it doesn't say ukshartam on tzitzis, everybody knows, the Gemara describes that tzitzis requires a kesher, and for that reason, even if it's going to become undone, nevertheless, if he's doing a halachic kesher, at that particular moment, even if he intends to do it on Matzoy Shabbos, there will be a shaila of kosher min ha-Torah. Incidentally, I never understood that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal's great Talmud, Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, our great Rebbe, added to me once when we were discussing the halachos of tzitzis, when I was learning it from him in Arachayim, he added to me that on Shabbos, one should even tighten one's tzitzis on Shabbos. It wasn't so clear to me why he felt that tightening, in other words, you know, sometimes the last knot becomes a little bit loose, and you pull taut the four strings on either side of one corner to tighten it a little. Now that becomes undone all the time. So I was not clear whether it was just a chumrah that Rebbe was introducing, or it was based on the Ikur Dedina. At the time I didn't follow up, but now we could have a deeper understanding. It could very well be that the problem of making it tort is, as long as you're improving its status as a kesher and tzitzis, then halachically that's considered a kesher, even if it doesn't qualify as a kesher shel kayama in the normal sense in Hilchos Shabbos. Maybe that's where he was coming from. There is another very fascinating angle that emerges from this Shitas Rabbeinu Eliyahu. And that is not in regards to tefillin and kosher on Shabbos, but rather tefillin with the kesher of every day. The Avnei Nezer in Aruch Chaim Simin Kuf Pei Gimel Os Hei points out that since we do not accept Rabbeinu Eliyahu's position, and Rabbeinu Tam had argued that if the kesher is not going to last for an extended period of time, then in such a case, it doesn't qualify as uksharta, that we have a serious quandary halacha l'maisa. Let's say I don't have my tefillin with me, and I ask my friend if I could borrow his tefillin, and I know someone who could be able to adjust the kesher. You can't just borrow someone's tefillin if the kesher is not in the right place. But I know someone who could adjust the kesher. He'll adjust it for me, and then afterwards, he'll readjust it back and give it back to him. In such a case, Rabbeinu Tam, who held that halachic kesher doesn't automatically turn it to a kesher shel kayama, it needs to last, according to Rabbeinu Tam. That was the thrust of Rabbeinu Tam's rejection of Rabbeinu Eliyahu. The Mordechai says, no, a halachic kesher is considered a kesher. But Rabbeinu Tam did not accept that. So then, halacha l'maisa, we have a problem. How could that kesher that's made for me, and that's going to be undone after I finish using it, be considered a kesher shel kayama? Therefore, the Avnei Nezer was machmir in regards to borrowing someone else's tefillin if the kesher is going to be turned back. It is for this reason that the Eretz HaTzvi, the Talmud of the Avnei Nezer, the Kozhegover Rebbe Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Avracha, was killed al Kiddush Hashem. We've mentioned his name in the past in Halacha from the Daily Daf. It's quoted in the Aliba de Hilchas HaSefer in the back of the Ahoz V'Hadar in Maseches Erevin as saying that if you do this, the kesher should not be redone until the next day, and then that's probably enough, Mikur Dedina, to be considered a kesher shel kayama. He also quotes the son of the Avnei Nezer, the Shem Mishmuel, who suggested another heter that the Avnei Nezer said would only be a problem if the entire knot would be undone, all the way, the two straps would be entirely separated from each other, but if they're just adjusted, so then it's not considered a bittel hakesher. Finally, we've quoted some of our favorite achronim, Avnei Nezer, the Eretz HaTzvi. We come back again now to Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, who also defends the Minhag HaOlam against Avnei Nezer. We suggest that there's a difference between a case of Rabbeinu Eliyahu where you have to undo the kesher entirely. In such a case, then Rabbeinu Tam said that that's considered a kesher she'ena shel kayama, to an instance where you don't have to, al pi halacha, adjust the kesher, simply because there's a technicality that it's not going to fit on another person's head, the original owner, So then in such a case there, you don't have to undo the kesher. If his head would shrink in such a case, would not have to have the kesher redone. That is not a case in where the das is to undo a kesher. The das might be to adjust it to the other person, but that's not to undo the kesher. It's connected to the Shem Yishmol Svara, but even more conceptual than the Shem Yishmol Svara, and that is, it's not considered as if his intention is lahatir. Intention might be he will want to make it accessible to the other person for the next day. But in such a case, that's not a das lahatir, and therefore it would still be considered kesher shel kayama. To this day, there are different minhagei ha'olam. This is the background of two exciting shailas in, number one, Hilchos Shabbos, and number two, in the kesher of the tefillin. If you think about it, coming back to the first topic, you might think of examples in Hilchos Shabbos where even though halachically one is not doing a full kesher or a full malacha of another sort, particularly by kosev this might come up, but if the halacha views it as if it is a kesher and is ksiva, according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, it would be problematic. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it might not be. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes these two fascinating topics from the Daily Daf.